Hi, it's Tanya B, and welcome to this special edition country show called the Dolly Parton Gospel Hour. We're going to be listening to an album called Letter to Heaven, which was recorded in 1970. It's called Letter to Heaven, Songs of Faith and Inspiration. And there's a number of songs that Dolly wrote herself, and some of them she wrote with family members. And there's maybe three songs that she covered of others. So let's get going on that.
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. And I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. And I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. Yes, I believe. Oh, I believe. I believe above the storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. And I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry or touch a leaf or see the sky, then I know why I believe. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry or touch a leaf or see the sky, then I know why I believe, I believe, I believe. Yes, I see God where the mountains reach the sky. And I see God when the eagle starts to fly. I see God in a little baby smile. I see God, and he makes my life worthwhile. Yes, I see God when the bridegroom meets his bride. I see God in a father's loving eyes. I see God when a mother starts to cry. I see God in a love that never dies.
I see God
where the people meet to pray.
I see God
when the little children play. I see God and I know he's near always. I see God, yes, I see God. if you're trying to reach heaven, you talk to Jesus, you talk to him every day. And heaven's just a prayer away.
Heaven's Just a Prayer Away. And before that, Yes, I See God and I Believe. Now, I'm just going to fiddle with the CD deck over here because I have to go back to track 3 and I just want to make sure this comes out smoothly.
In the days before the flood, the world grew wicked and corrupt, but Noah was a good man, and the Lord unto him came. And he said to Noah, go build an ark. Noah did, and the sky got dark, and a great flood destroyed everything, except for Noah and his wife, and their 3 sons and their wives, and a pair of every kind of creature walking in the land. And the people mocked and they made fun, but oh, Noah worked till it was done, 'cause he was holding to the master's hand. The master's hand is always held out to us, and it will lead us to the promised land. And the evil of this world cannot outdo us if we are holding to the master's hand. Three Hebrew children in days of old were marched into the fiery coals, 'cause they would not deny the Lord, would not obey commands. And the furnace roared like a mighty storm, but the Hebrew children saw no harm. The flame was smothered by the master's hand. The Hebrew children loved their God, and with them in the flames he tried to show the world that he was king and ruler over man. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had no fear of the fiery coals, 'cause they were holding to the master's hand. The Master's hand is always held out to us, and it will lead us to the promised land. And the evil of this world cannot outdo us if we are holding to the Master's hand. If we are holding to the Master's hand.
Okay, now that's what I call a country gospel song. And I'm just going to stop the tape deck here before it goes somewhere it's not supposed to. Okay, so guess who wrote that, people? Dolly wrote that last song herself. It's called The Master's Hand. She wrote it. She didn't write the other ones that I played, but she wrote that one. And she wrote the next one coming up called The Golden Streets of Glory. By the way, there was a vinyl album that came out early on in the 70s called The Golden Streets of Glory, and it has on it 10 of the songs that I'll be playing. So it's kind of a partial record of the gospel songs she recorded in 1970. So let me just get to the right track for that. That's track 5.
Glory to His name, oh holy, holy. There's a city where the streets are paved in gold, a land where the milk and the honey flow. Mansion waits for me, 'cause my Bible tells the story. I just hope my feet are clean enough to walk upon the golden streets of glory. Green meadows where the little children play. No sorrow there, just one long happy day. And none will enter there except the pure and the holy. Just hope my feet are clean enough to walk upon the golden streets of glory. And when I've reached my journey's end, and if I'm worthy to go in the golden streets of glory, I'll walk on. And the golden streets of my new home will lead me up to the Master's throne. With the angel band I'll sing, glory. Just hope my feet are clean enough to walk upon the golden streets of glory, hallelujah. Just hope my feet are clean enough to walk upon the golden streets of glory. Walk upon the golden streets of glory, hallelujah. I just hope my feet are clean enough to walk upon the golden streets of glory.
Now I
see the stars, and I hear the roaring thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my shouts of acclamation to take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall kneel in humble adoration and then proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. Oh, how great. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How great thou. As I travel life's pathway to that city beyond, I find the way so narrow and my strength almost gone. Then I cry, oh Lord, have mercy, please don't leave me all alone, 'cause somehow I've got to make it, make heaven my home. I'll keep climbing, I'll keep climbing till I make it my home. And I'll soon be with Jesus round the great white throne. Though the way may seem rugged, Lord, I must travel on. I'll keep climbing, I'll keep climbing till I make heaven my home. My friends, they my companions are few. I'll keep my eyes toward heaven, no matter what others do. I'll keep my mind up on Jesus, for his way I will choose. Soon I'll reach heaven's portals, seems it's almost in view. I'll keep climbing, I'll keep climbing till I make it my home. And I'll soon be with Jesus round the great white throne. Though the way may seem rugged, Lord, I must travel on. I'll make heaven my home.
That was I'll Keep Climbing by Dorothy Jo Hope. And before that, the cover song, How Great Thou Art, by Stuart K. Hine. He wrote that. And I need to find out whether Dorothy Jo is a family member of Dolly's, because some of these songs were Dolly in collaboration with a family member. So next we're going to hear Book of Life by Jake Robert Owens.
Is my name written there on those pages bright and fair? Is my name written in the Book of Life? If you want to be up there, then down here you must prepare, and your name must be in the Book of Life. Get down on your knees and pray, you from sin must turn away, or your name won't be in the Book of Life. If you turn to Jesus now, humbly bow, then your name will be in the Book of Life. Don't you know that Christ was sent, that from sin you could repent, so your name could be in the Book of Life. You will have a great surprise if you fail to recognize that your name must be in the Book of Life. Get down on your knees and pray, you from sin must turn away, or your name won't be in the Book of Life. Don't delay and don't forget that from sin you must repent, then your name will be in the Book of Life. Troubles surround us, when evils come, the body grows weak and the spirit grows numb. When these things beset us, God doesn't forget us. He sends us His love on the way of a dove, on the wings of a snow white dove. He sends His pure sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a Jesus went down to the river that day. Well, He was baptized in the usual way. And when it was done, God blessed His Son. He sent Him His love on the way of a dove, on the wings of a snow white dove. He sends His pure sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow white. On the wings of a dove.
Okay, that was Wings of a Dove. That was written by Bob Ferguson, and before that, Book of Life, as I said, by Jake Robert Owens. Does everybody know who Bob Ferguson was? I think I'll talk about him. Maybe I'll talk about him next week on my show. But he created the Nashville sound, and he created Nashville for the music city that it is today. He's from Missouri. And I'll talk more about him next week. But he wrote Wings of a Dove, and everybody covers it. So I just wanted to point that out. Okay, let's go on to Lord Hold My Hand. And that one's a collaboration between Dolly Parton and Ginny Dean.
God is all alone.
Would you know him if you saw him?
I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Well, I'm sometimes up and sometimes coming for to carry me home, but still my soul is heavenly bound, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me. Let me ride, swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride, 'cause I got me a home on the other side. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Coming for to carry me home.
An old-time preacher man, he preached the word of God throughout the land. He preached so plain a child could understand. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man.
He told the people of the need to pray. He talked about God's wrath and judgment day. He preached about that great eternity. Hell so hot that you could feel the heat.
Daddy was an old-time preacher man, and Leona would get up to testify as we'd sing in the sweet by and by. Then we'd sing, I'm on my way to Canaan's land. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man.
Revivals and camp meetings went for weeks. Folks came from all around to hear him preach. Daddy said, if one is saved, it's worth it all. But the aisles were always filled at altar call.
Daddy was an old-time preacher man. He preached the word of God throughout the land. He preached so plain a child could understand. Yeah.
Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man. Daddy worked for God but asked no pay. Boy, he believed that God provides a way.
We never had a lot, but we got by.
I guess it's cause the Lord was on my daddy's side. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man. In the sweet
by and by,
we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
I'm on my way
to Canaan's land. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man. In the sweet
by and by,
we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
I'm on my way.
So that last song, Daddy Was an Old-Time Preacher Man, that was about Dolly Parton's grandpa. And it was written by Dolly, Dorothy Jo Hope, and Dorothy Jo Owens. And I'm assuming those Dorothys are family members. So before that, Coming For to Carry Me Home, that's the traditional Swing Low Sweet Chariot arranged by Dolly Parton. Before that, Would You Know Him? That's the theme of a representative of God coming in a disguise, which you see both in Christianity and Judaism. In Judaism, you see Elijah coming dressed up as a beggar, knocking on people's doors, asking for a glass of water or some bread. And the big test is whether you open the door or whether you say, no, I'm too busy. So there's a test there. God comes to test you. That is what that song was about. Would you know him if you saw him? Before that, Lord Hold My Hand, Dolly Parton and Ginny Dean. So we're getting up to track 14, God's Coloring Book. And here we go.
Just down the way, I sat down on a fallen log to pass the time away. And as I looked around me, the more that I did look, the more I realized that I was viewing God's coloring book. A golden ray of sunlight, a silver drop of dew, the whiteness in a floating cloud, the sky. Yellow dandelion, pretty evergreen, and some red and orange flowers growing wild along the stream. As I looked around me, the more that I did look, the more I realized that I was viewing God's coloring book. Grayness in an old man's hair, the pink in baby.
his table one day, writing a letter to pass time away. His little granddaughter climbed up on his knee, said, "Won't you please write a letter for me?" "Oh, what will I say in this letter, I pray? Tell Mommy I miss her since she went away. And I'm coming to see her real soon, I hope." He choked back a big lump that arose in his throat. "Tell Mommy I love her," the little girl said, "and I pray every evening before I go to bed, that God up in heaven will answer my prayer and take me to live with my mommy up there." He sealed it and wrote on that big envelope, "To God up in heaven, you'll get this, I hope." He stamped it and handed it to her to mail. Her big eyes were shining, her little face pale. She was crossing the street to the box or the way. When she stepped out, never looked either way. A big auto hit her and sped away fast. The little girl's prayers had been answered at last. Postman was passing and picked up the note addressed to the master, and these words he spoke: "Straight up into heaven this letter did go. She's happy up there with her mommy, I know."
Sacred memories often take me to the place where I grew up, and that little country church that I love so much. I used to go there every time that old church bell would ring, and I remember how I loved the songs we used to sing. Like, "Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore." They were singing, "Lord, I'm coming home," when I got saved. And when I got baptized, they sang Amazing Grace. And oh, how sweet the sound when everybody join in and sing my favorite song, "If We Never Meet Again."
Where the charming roses bloom forever, and where separation comes no more. If we
so much, she always sang the loudest, singing power in the blood. Oh, there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Say,
seeker, a poor sinful creature. There is none weaker than I am. I am a seeker, and you are a teacher. You are a reacher, so reach down. Reach out and lead me, guide me and keep me in the shelter of your care each day.
Show me the way.
I am a vessel that's empty and useless. I am a bad seed that fell by the way. I am a loser that wants to be a winner. You are my last hope. Sinful creature, there is no weaker than I am.
I am a seeker, and you are a teacher. You are a reacher, so reach down.
Okay, so we heard God's Coloring Book by Dolly Parton. Actually, these last four songs that you heard, Dolly had a hand in writing all of them. God's Coloring Book, that was by Dolly. Letter to Heaven, that was by Dolly. Sacred Memories, also by Dolly. And The Seeker was a collaboration between Bill McElhenney and Dolly Parton, and he could have been a family member or an in-law. So we've been listening to the album Letter to Heaven, Songs of Faith and Inspiration, songs that were recorded in 1970. And I'm going to find a couple more songs to finish off the show that are not from that album. So I'm just going to see if I can cue something up here. I'm doing this as we speak. And here we go.
When I was a child, I was taught that money, even though it was necessary, was not the most important thing in life. Kindness, tenderness, understanding, forgiveness, and love were the things of real value.
Well, I met an old man walking down. His clothes were torn and tattered, with sandals on his feet. And I stopped to help him and lend him a hand. He said, I love
of this world, they won't last you long. And time has a way of turning us old, and time can't be bought back with silver and gold.
His hair was long and flowing, and his back was slightly bent. And I knew he knew it, 'cause that day I changed. And as I watched him walk on, I forgot to get his name. He said, "Silver and gold. When this life has ended and your time is gone, but you can live in a world where you'll never grow old, and things can't be bought there with silver and gold, and time can't be bought silver and gold."
Okay, that song was called Silver and Gold. And usually when I do the Classic Country Show, I don't use songs that are from the 90s. But since this isn't technically the Classic Country Show, this is a special edition show, I guess it's okay for me to use something from the 90s. So that song was about 22 years old. And that was Silver and Gold. And I'm wondering if that song was written by Carl Perkins. I need to check on that. It was written by a man. It wasn't written by Dolly. She's covering it. I'll check on that and I'll tell you next week. Anyway, thanks for listening to the Dolly Parton Gospel Hour. Hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you next week with the Classic Country Show. Have a good week.